For the USCO train in San Sebastian, and you may be peeking at Europe's future. The commuter train whisks past fields of cows and flowering fruit trees. It pauses in stations whose names are posted in both Castilian and in the ancient Basque language of Euskera. The journey ends an hour later in the sleepy French border town of Hendaye, the first phase of grand ambitions to build a 45-kilometer rail system across the Basque region linking Bayonne in France to San Sebastian in Spain. Dreams of connecting French and Spanish Basque territories have been around for centuries. They form the bedrock of a bloody 38-year struggle for an independent nation by the Basque terrorist group known as ETA. In March, ETA declared a permanent ceasefire, and some Basques, like Gorka Landaburu, believe this truce underscores a new reality, that language, culture, and infrastructure are shaping the Basque identity, not bombs and bullets.
Et donc toutes les idées d'ordre nationaliste sont des idées qui, à mon avis, vont disparaître avec le temps, avec la réalité.
A prominent journalist based in San Sebastian, Landaburu says he believes separatist ideas, like those of ETA, are disappearing in Spain's Basque region and across Europe. But he says that does not mean Basques are going to renounce their culture and way of life. They're simply going to integrate more into Europe. The ETA is not the only terrorist group fading from the European landscape. The Irish Republican Army has renounced violence. Homegrown terrorist groups in Italy, Britain, and Germany are all but snuffed out, and those in Corsica are marginalized and fractured by infighting. Some regional politicians, like Desmond Clifford, argue independence struggles make little sense today in Europe. Clifford heads the government office for Wales at the European Union in Brussels.
One of the problems that people raise about independence, the idea of independence this day and age in the context of nationalism, is what can independence mean anymore? Even national governments, in many senses, don't entirely control their own destiny because we're members of the European Union, members of NATO, which takes care of important areas of decision-making, the strategic defense. We're part of the World Trade Organization. Increasingly, the United Nations, the international courts are becoming important.
Today, the arguable catchword for many Euro regions is advertising, not autonomy. Bavaria brands itself as Germany's laptop and Lederhosen state to promote both its industrial might and its cultural traditions. France's Champagne region has exclusive rights to the bubbly. Its rivals must call their beverages sparkling wine. Other regions are also lobbying the European Union for special label protection for products ranging from Chablis wine from France, Stilton cheese from England, and Kalamata olives from Greece. Regions aren't just competing against each other. Wales, for example, shares ideas on ways to preserve traditional languages with Catalonia in Spain and Brittany in France. Spanish and French Basque regions are establishing joint business ventures, including in foreign markets. Martin Jones has been observing recent trends as a Brussels-based expert on regional development for a private consultancy firm.
If you're looking at regions like Northern Ireland and the Basque Country, there has been a history of violence in the past. The focus is changing because people have had enough of that and they're looking at different ways to assert their identity through peaceful means, and things like language, food, culture are all a big part of that.
Europe's regional renaissance is perhaps best manifested through its languages. Not so long ago, many local dialects appeared to be heading for the linguistic dustbin. No longer. The Basque language, Euskera, was once repressed under Spanish dictator Francisco Franco. Now it's an official language in Spain's Basque Country and a mandatory subject in public schools. There's a Euskera-only TV station and a Euskera language newspaper. Eneko Goya, a lawmaker for the ruling regional Basque Nationalist Party, says Basques understand the importance of preserving their language.
Nosotros tenemos una cosa para el mundo que solamente la tenemos nosotros, y si nosotros la perdemos...
We Basques are the only ones in the world who speak Euskera, Goya says. People realize if they lose a language, it will disappear altogether. The Riviera Principality of Monaco also teaches its local language, Monegasque, in public schools, and literature in the language is flourishing. Catalan is an official language in Spain's prosperous Catalonia province. Irish becomes an official EU language next year. And for the first time in decades, says Clifford of the Welsh Office, the number of Welsh speakers in Wales is rising, thanks to aggressive education and promotion efforts.
There's a pretty good consensus that a good future for the Welsh language is important to Wales as a whole and not just to people who speak Welsh, not least because it helps to mark us out in a global world.
Other regional languages have been less successful. Knowledge is declining of Gaelic in Scotland and of a number of French dialects. France's centralized government has also put the brake on some regional initiatives. That includes plans for the Bayonne-San Sebastian rail link, which are inching along, experts say, because of French bureaucracy. Regional efforts to gain more political strength have proven problematic as well. In March, the Spanish government approved a plan to give Catalonia more taxing and judicial powers, but critics complain the final agreement was watered down, even as others argue it risks fragmenting the Spanish state. Last year, Madrid rejected Basque government plans for greater autonomy, but diehard independence fighters like Joseba Alvarez argue there is no substitute for the real thing. A Basque nation will be listened to in Brussels, says Alvarez, a spokesman for the Batasuna party, ETA's banned political arm.
The only institution recognized in Europe are the 25 États.
Alvarez says the only ones making political and economic decisions at the European Union are its 25 member nations. The regions have absolutely no say. But independence calls no longer resonate in Basque Country or in Western Europe. In San Sebastian and elsewhere, many believe they can have a local identity and a national and European one as well. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, San Sebastian, Spain.